I said it was 9 o'clock.
My levels look okay. I'll try to make sure I'm a good, appropriate distance from the mic.
Ooh, hot mic, sibilance, sibilance.
There was no sibilance.
Hot mic.
Oh, good.
Hot mic.
Just clipping.
Hokey smokes Bullwinkle. Oh, so Ian.
Yes.
How about that Masked Singer? Bickety Bam.
Yeah, it was okay. It's always okay.
Yeah, but
do you remember?
I got the sun correctly,
oh,
so I was super happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nope, you were correct. You did well at following the clues. Not only that, but when I had spoke to you via text earlier, you said that you had heard of the third and second finalist.
Yes.
Color me stunned that you have even heard of Aloe Black.
Yeah, I've heard his songs.
I was flabbergasted when he came out of the mask, and I was like, that can't be him. Craig doesn't know who that is.
Wasn't he on with somebody? Did he do a Super Bowl appearance a few years ago?
Ooh, I would say no, but it's not impossible.
I was thinking he, you know, or maybe he appeared on, I don't think he appeared on SNL, did he?
I don't recall him as a musical guest on SNL.
I mean, I have seen him somewhere.
Yeah, that's fine. I was like, I was pleased. I was like, whoa, Craig's heard of these people. Yeah.
Right, which is you know, seems to be rare the more longer this show goes on.
Right.
Like, I didn't...
Do you have any... Go ahead.
I didn't recognize him, but as soon as they said his name, I was like, oh, yeah.
Do you have any recollection of who won season 3?
They all have blended together to me, so I don't know.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I couldn't even probably tell you all the winners at this point, outside of Wayne Brady.
T-Pain won the first season.
All right.
Wayne Brady won the second season. Someone won the third season. And then the fourth season just happened.
Well, the internet tells all.
Old man knows. Old man, who won the third season of Masked Singer?
Season 1, T-Pain.
You have elicited a laugh.
Season 3 was Night Angel. Oh, right. Candy Burris.
She won?
Yes.
Ugh. What a dud.
Remember, she beat out Jesse McCartney, who was the turtle that I thought for sure was...
Oh, yeah, you thought he was Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was Corey Feldman.
It was a good guess. Yeah, third season was not as good as this season.
This season was very good.
Yeah. I mean, it had some duds. Wendy Williams was terrible.
So bad.
And
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, Whiplash was even worse, but... Oh, Mickey Rourke. What a checkered life you've lived. I'm kind of envious. I won't lie.
I won't deny. Hips don't lie.
Who came to him with the idea of doing the Masked Singer?
His agent.
Ugh. And he, has he never heard of the show? Was he like, all right, I guess, if you think this will be good for me, or then immediately regretted it when he got on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure that his agent said, you need a paycheck. This show's willing to give you a paycheck. And he showed up and they said, great, you could be here for up to like 8 weeks. And he went, oh no, I don't think so. I will do this once and once only. And all I know at this point is that I need to go to a party hosted by Robin Thicke so I can meet every single person who's ever made a song in the history of the music industry.
I love that when he was like, that's an interesting guess, Nicole, but unfortunately I produced his last 3 albums and that's definitely not him.
Yeah.
I feel like they make him make wrong guesses because he's right so frequently.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. If someone's an actual musician, he's like, well, yeah, I just sung, you know, did something with this song like last week. Like, you know when they won that Grammy? Although, I produced that.
Yeah. I'm totally, if it ever becomes relevant, I'm totally going to steal his move where his dad points to the sky and says, Canadian.
Hey.
Our Canadian.
Hey, Robin. Our Canadian. Canadian Robin.
Ray, how's my mic so far?
You sound fine on here.
Okay.
I would just take a look at your Audacity and see if you like your normal, like if you give a big, you know, talk, whatever. See if it's clipping, right. If it's going beyond the edges.
It is. It's way too much. I got to figure out how to make it less. Because as soon as I said all right, it was like, woo.
Well, slide the slider on that microphone, son.
On the mic. It's so low already. I'll lower it a smidge more. All right. How about this? Maybe this has to have done it. I feel confident, right?
Okay.
All right. Let's roll.
I think I was just too fired up last night. That's my fault.
Well, we were all excited because Jared wasn't there, so.
Oh, snap.
Oh, no, I'm clipping like crazy. I don't know what to do if I make a sound other than this tone. Maybe I scooch the mic back a little bit.
See, Audacity should auto-adjust a little bit, like the volume. I don't understand why it's
not. I don't either, but now that hold on. Let me get a little bit excited about some stuff. All right, I had to get really excited for it to... So I'm good.
Yeah.
So as long as we just mostly talk about Marvel Puzzle Quest, we're fine.
I don't know. Those yawns can get pretty loud.
They can. No, I'll keep an eye on my levels and try to keep it good.
Yeah, it's not horrible. It's just, you know. Yeah. I thought if there was a volume control on your mic, you could just adjust it a smidge and...
No, again, yeah, I think we said one of those is a bass dampener. Yeah. I don't know what straight line versus bendy line is either. I forgot about what that is. Someone taught me last week.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, that's okay. I think we're good to go. Let me pull up this script so I know what to do. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Did you get to watch the Muppets on the Monday Night Football?
I did. It was awesome.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch it. I had a council meeting Monday night.
Mm.
So I couldn't turn on the football
game. I mean, for your own like mental health and well-being, it was better for you to go to a council meeting than...
Oh, I bet it was not. It was really an awful council meeting.
Well, you take Steelers football really seriously.
Yeah.
They're the worst team in the league. It was hard to watch, and I only kind of like them.
Yeah, well, Ben's arm is shot. I mean, it's just done.
Well, that's what happens when you don't run the ball and you make him throw on his old man bum arm 60 times a game.
And his bad elbow and his bad knees because you can't run the football? Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
That's because James Conner, while is a feel-good story, is not a feel-good runner.
No. And unrelated, I still hate Ray Ray McCloud.
Ray McCullins or whatever the heck that guy was calling him that one week.
I have no idea. I also hate the Monday night team. I hope Lewis Riddick gets one of those GM jobs that he applied for so that they can break that team up and start over.
Yeah, we had council people telling a caller to shut up. we had one of the 320 coalition told our council that they were a bunch of nasty old white people. Like it was a fun time.
Oh, that's nice. I like to know that State College is run by children.
Yeah. Fun times. All right, let's move on.
Do it, Doug.
True Believers, welcome to the 273rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. It's almost Christmas. Hello.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
There's only three of them? All right, this is the week of 1223 to 1230 in the year of our COVID. Over in your 5-day 4-star career.
Oh, my liver.
On the 18th, we had Spider-Ham.
Yep.
Did you Spider-Ham your way to Spider-Hamness?
Yeah. Yep. He's pretty good at canceling himself out. You just have to sit on enough purple. And if you don't have enough purple, you just have to wait and launch yourself into the air before all his countdown, one turn before his countdowns go off.
Yeah. It's a good strategy. Number next was North Star. That started today.
Oh.
I'm assuming you have not tried that.
No, will I.
Yeah, you can't. You shouldn't bother.
Nope. 100 level 70 is not going to cut it.
Yeah, North Star is terrible, but still, it was a fairly easy victory. Ray, have you attempted North Star yet?
I did. It was, it was pretty straightforward. Like, I didn't have any problems at all. He fired off a few powers, some board shuffle, but once I got that speedy run blast, it was nothing. I think if you have him champed, it's a lot easier than just one cover, so, you know.
Yeah. And then coming up after the holiday, we got Creepy Bobby. Ian, you'll win that one handily.
For sure. He's very effective.
Yeah. Snowball your way to victory there.
Yep.
Storyland, we got Meat Rock and Groot is running. That'll get you the Dream Warrior, the Love Sausage, and some Adam Warlock shards. Placement is Negasonic and Magneto, Age of Apocalypse style.
Oh, wow. I forgot she was still doing her thing.
Yeah. I wrote out AOA Magneto, and then in my head I hear A1A. Which makes me think that Magneto lives on Beachfront Avenue.
Front Avenue, yeah. Those girls are hot.
They're wearing less than bikinis.
I know. Rocking their lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Are you jealous?
Yes. Because
I'm out getting mine.
I'm out getting mine.
But Shay's got a gauge and Vanilla's got a 9. Strange Sight rolls up after that. That'll get you Strange, Negasonic, and those Magneto shards. Placement is OO Domino and some Kitty shards. And then 12 Days of Marvel is running.
Woo, I love 12 Days of Marvel.
On the 12th day of Marvel.
That True Love gave to me Spider-Hand shards?
Yeah, I guess. Holiday Season's running in PvP. Right now it's Reunions. This is new, right? I don't remember this event.
I also don't remember this event, but I'm not super good. I'm only now exploring PvP. And there's a lot of people available on Reunions as boosted. I don't understand the theme.
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked whichever people let me pick and fought my one fight, so it counted as me playing in that event for the event rewards.
Oh, yeah, those two. Those are nice.
So that'll get you Switch and Electra. Placement is Spider-Ham with some Thanos shards. If you haven't finished your shield simulator yet, that is Gamora, Magneto, and Spider-Ham. So, Ian, you're sitting down because we got this new character, and our guesses were 100% correct.
Oh, nice.
Because it was totally Throg.
Oh, I knew it was going to be Honey Badger.
I find it fun that they did Throg.
I do, too. I liked that I feel like with Toad, I was on the right theme. I saw where they were going with that. I just didn't think of someone even froggier than Toad.
No. So, yeah, Throg, he is a 4-star yellow, green.
Throg-a-ma-sog?
That's right.
Now you're doing it on purpose.
Yellow, green, blue. His yellow power for 9 yellow is called Pet Avengers Assemble. Rallies up Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers, granting the team a burst of health and then sending them airborne for 2 turns. Boy, we love airborne powers.
Absolutely.
Passive, when an ally returns from being airborne, destroy all the charge tiles in their strongest color, dealing damage per tile destroyed. This power costs 1 AP less for each color of charge tile on the board to a minimum of 3. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. At level 5 and maxed out, it's a burst of 3,788 health, and you're dealing 1,691 damage. So, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan of airborne powers, but, you know. His green power is Zip Zap Zop.
I'm listening. Continue.
Yeah, you're gonna have to say this now.
I feel a sound bite coming on, but go ahead.
Deal damage and convert 4 random basic or enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles into charge tiles. If an enemy tile is converted this way, Throg fires this power again at no cost until no enemy tiles are converted. As you go up in levels, it goes up to converting 5 tiles and doing max level damage of 1,533 each. So you can really fill the board with a bunch of charge tiles and get rid of a bunch of special tiles. Against, you know, all those people who love their special tiles.
Yeah.
So this, you know, can wind back some Polaris work and some Beta Ray Bill work here.
Yeah, it really seems like that's what he was made for.
Assuming you can actually get 8 green before you're dead.
Well, sure.
Right.
His blue power is called a hop, a skip, and a jump. It is a blue passive. Whenever you make a blue match, he creates a 1-turn blue repeater tile that generates a random charge tile. Here's the big part of it. If he would take damage, the damage is negated, and a repeater tile is removed.
Okay.
I don't hate that at all.
So if you can get that out and make a match, blue match, in turn 1 against some of those powers, yeah, at least you're avoiding some of that Polaris auto damage, right, and stuff, because they'll just dodge it.
Yeah, you slowly won me over with this. Like, when you started talking in the beginning, and you were like, he pairs really well with the other Pet Avengers, try that. I was like, I'm asleep. And then you're like, wait, he does good stuff? I was like, oh, you've won me back.
Yeah, he's going to be interesting.
Right. He's also a frog with a Thor hat.
That's true.
That's great.
He does wield a sliver of Mjolnir. Man, I can't remember how long ago that they did Throg. That has to be many years at this point.
How did someone manage to fragment Mjolnir in the first place?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, dude.
Shenanigans. I call shenanigans. Cool. Is he a regular character or is he a limited edition special character?
It doesn't say. That he's limited edition.
Okay.
Yeah, I expected him. I mean, he's kind of a silly character. I expected it to be limited edition, but it did. Doesn't look like it.
Cool.
His store offerings, Throg and Friends, runs the 3rd through the 9th. 88 in Vault. It'll get you Throg, Rai Rai Will I Ams, and some other random 4-star. Honor Among Thieves, he is a placement reward there. Introducing Throg will run the 31st to the 7th. He gets some shards for him there. An unstable ISO 8 from the 4th to the 8th. He will be a progression reward. His Welcome to Shield will run the 3rd to the 8th. That'll get you Puddle Gulp shards and tokens to the Throg and Friends Vault. And his Versus Tournament is called Frog of War, which runs the 3rd through the 6th. He is progression reward there. So there you go. Puddle Gulp, Throg.
I like it.
I think he'll see
Gets
play.
Gets my seal of approval.
Just if you can get him going against, you know, Carnages and Polarises and Beta Ray Bills and, you know.
Sure.
Because hopefully he can, you know, get those blue repeaters out there and take tank away some of that damage while you're getting rid of all these special tiles.
Special tiles? For sure. That would be a fun surprise.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to try once you can try him out. Another news. Just a question from me. How you guys doing with all these quests and milestone things?
I think they're awesome.
I also support Ray's claim that they are awesome because I feel they're awesome. They're again, like I've said, they're awesome to the point where they're motivating me to play more. I play a couple verses every day. I play a minimum of 3 stories every day, but usually end up playing more. You know, sometimes it's accidental. Sometimes it's because I forgot to use my team up. And I'm so invested in winning the match, I totally forget to fire my team up like 4 times in a row. And then I'm like, ah! But no, honestly, I love them. I feel like I'm getting something and being asked to give up nothing in return.
Yeah, it's just a nice little bonus.
I really love
it. It really is.
I mean, collecting shards in order to progress the older 5 stars has been something I've been working on. So giving me another opportunity to do that. Yeah, yeah. I'm also an achievement junkie. Like,
yeah.
When I played Battlefield, I wanted to get all the achievements and all the medals, and it's the same thing. It's every game I play. If you put achievements in, I'm on board.
This game did make it, these things did make it so that I actually use team ups.
That is true.
Because I never use team ups.
Right.
And I was always full of them. And I'm like, I got to use another one of these pretty much every day. Let me do a versus fight, make a bunch of team up matches so I can fire off this team up power.
I'm using team ups, which I've never used before. There was something else that I never normally use. Oh, health packs. I'm using health packs daily, which I would just hoard before because, you know, I never did versus. I never needed them. Really, the only thing that, again, I don't know if this changed recently or, you know, since the introduction. When you have the mission of train 4 covers.
Right.
Or something like that. Add a level at first didn't count,
right.
But now it seems to count.
Yeah, they actually.
I think they changed that.
They had an update. Yeah. We that was mentioned a couple weeks back.
Yeah, because I'm an avid listener of this show. Come on now, guys.
But yeah, they definitely made an update to that because that was too much.
That was hard. I was having to. I mean, my vine was full. I was just letting things sit there so that I could train a different day.
Right.
But yeah, adding levels good.
I know I ended up adding for the milestone ones, adding, you know, a second one-star Spider-Man, just so I could throw levels onto a one-star or powers.
Sure. Yeah. Nope. That makes sense.
So he's got 11 right now, so of the 15 that I need.
There was a few comments in the in our alliance, and then Groose, I think, actually had an answer for us. So a few people had some problems with the play 3 events using X-Men.
Mine didn't register at all. Tell me what I need to know, Groose.
So Groose did comment, he said, for the good of the order. The events tab, play 3 battles with X-Men, that would not progress no matter what you did. It turns out if you complete any other event quest, claim the reward for it, the X-Men quest will start working as intended.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because it worked for me first time, but I think that was just chance then.
Yeah, I think it just happened. I just happened to do another event, right then.
I think the one I have now is, what, Guardians of the Galaxy people?
Yeah, I'll try that one yet. Now that I have this tip, because it was not working for me at all, but I still, you know, have 10 more days to figure it out, so I was not concerned.
Right. Yeah, if you can complete any of the other events, supposedly it'll start working. I don't know what other events you might have, but hopefully one you can complete.
Yeah, I inevitably will.
All right, you guys got any news?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Probably.
I'm ready.
I don't know. There were so many listener comments. There's probably a thing about news in there, but we'll just have to cover it in listener comments. I don't.
Yeah. We'll let that happen organically.
All right. In that case, Ian, hit me with your top 3.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like for this week's top three, the three of us settled on our top three favorite holiday songs. Does that sound accurate?
That's what I got.
That is what I have as well.
Love is, it's what I got.
Ray is, despite Craig's constant singing and my support of Craig's constant singing, in my mind, Ray's our music guy, so I'm going to let him start first.
Okay. I'm not sure how I got that title, but all right.
I don't know. I think it's the long hair. Makes you look like a rock star.
There you go. My number three. It's a strange reason that it's my number three, but my third favorite Christmas song is Jingle Bell Rock. I like this song for the reason that it is in the opening scene of Lethal Weapon, and I find it catchy, and it reminds, every time I hear it, I think about Lethal Weapon, and it brings back good memories. I love that movie. So, yeah, there you go. Jingle Bell Rock.
All right.
That's the only normal, Craig. That's as close as you're going to get from me liking a Christmas song. So the other two are a little different.
Nice. Craig, I'm ready when you are.
My number three is, you have to have, you know, Jimmy Durante on this list. So it's the Jimmy Durante version of Frosty the Snowman.
Sure. That's acceptable.
Just hearing that song, you know, every year as a kid.
Yes, I can see how that would.
Burned into my memory forever.
Yep. Evoke some good Christmas memories.
Yeah.
Along the same line, my number three is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Yep. Pretty much the same reason.
Yeah. Forget that. And if for nothing else, for that it is a Christmas song that contains a mention of both sauerkraut and arsenic. Like, come on, that's fantastic.
Ray, what's number two?
All right, my number two is Run, Rudolph, Run, as performed by Lemmy Kilmister and David Grohl.
Ooh.
That's an interesting cover
of
that.
Sounds like a treat. Yeah.
I've been a fan of Lemmy in general, whatever Lemmy does, but Motorhead specifically. For a long time, and Run Rudolph Run. I find it amusing.
That's like what, a B.B. King song?
I'm not sure. I don't know the original.
I can accept that that's a very good guess at the very least. But yeah, that, and I assume that you're correct, because there's never a situation where I was like, yeah, that was okay. I wish there had been less Dave Grohl, though. Like, that's nothing I've ever said. So I can imagine he only makes Lemmy singing better.
He's a talented musician.
Chuck Berry is what I hear from reliable sources.
Oh, okay, it could be Chuck Berry.
Yeah, that sounds very likely. Thanks, Samurai. Yeah. What's your number two, Craig?
My number two is a little bit more off the beaten path than the number three. This is brought to you by the Pogues and Christy McCall. It is Fairy Tale of New York. Fabulous Christmas song. Listen to it every year.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's so good, it transcends seasonal for me, which is the only reason it's not on my list.
Mm.
But it's spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call. I'm almost ashamed that it's not on my list, but at least I had an excuse. And, you know, generally, when I think of holiday songs, specifically Christmas songs, the ones that I like very uncharacteristically for me, the more traditional, the better. You know, just as Christmas songs as a whole. I like my Christmas songs very, very Jesus-y and very complainy. But none of them are on the list right at the moment, because the next one, my number two, is the Little Drummer Boy Peace on Earth duet between Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
That's a fun video to watch.
Oh, it's super good. That's that intro. Did you know that's the last thing that Bing recorded professionally before he died?
I did not.
Yep. It was that. They conned him into doing something with Bowie, and he had to pretend like he thought Bowie was a good guy. What do you think about his music? Oh, it's great. I love it. It's super groovy. I was like, you do not. You're like, who is this long-haired makeup freak that I have to sing with? But yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. They revisited that. It was Jason Segel and Jack Black do a version of the same thing.
Oh, interesting.
It's not quite as good, but I find both of them entertaining.
So my number one, and like I said, I'm going for not traditional music here. Red Water, Christmas Morn by Typo Negative.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a.
I haven't given Typo a thought in like the last 25 years.
Well, you know, considering
what are they up
Peter
to?
Steele died quite a ways
nothing.
Back.
Nothing. Peter Steele's dead. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
His voice is Typo Negative, so
yeah,
Yeah,
you can't.
For sure.
They can't really do more typo stuff. I mean, they released a little bit that they had, you know, previously recorded, but that is a Christmas song that, I mean, I just love that whole album, but it's not a Christmas album.
Sure.
Interesting. All right. My number one is Back to Super Traditional, also featuring Bing Crosby. It is Do You Hear What I Hear, which is my favorite kind of traditional Christian kind of based song.
So, to quote Samurai, holy smokes, my number one is the Bing Crosby version of Do You Hear What I Hear.
No way!
That is by far my favorite song.
I did not know that about you.
I didn't know that about you. I don't like what's happening right now.
How has this never come up?
I don't know. Hold on. I got to tone it down. I don't want to wreck my audio track, but I'm genuinely stunned.
Huh.
This was...
I love that song.
Ha. Huh.
That's one of the few like Christmas songs that comes on. I actually like, oh, I need to pay attention.
Yeah.
As opposed to I need to tune this out.
Honestly, it's one of the ones that almost any version I've ever heard, yeah. I'm super into.
Yep.
I want to say Vanessa Williams does one, and Carrie Underwood does one, but Brings is my favorite. Even Bublé does a good one.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that, but I'm sure he'd be good at it.
Mm.
I mean, Bing is Bing, so I mean, you know, he's right. The king of the crooners.
Absolutely. What a great turn of events. That's never happened. Huh. Ray and I had no matches, and Craig and I had a surprise number one pair.
Yeah, it was weird. I would also say that is a decent song. Like, I get down on the Christmas music because everybody starts playing it way too early. I get tired of hearing it in the stores, but that is a decent song. Like, you guys are right.
Matt, nobody came out with Christmas and Hollis, right? So, yeah.
Don't even know what that is.
What? I don't know that immediately.
It's a Run DMC song.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one. That is a good song. It didn't make my list. There's a lot of plenty of honorable mentions.
Yeah.
You know, that would be one of them. I love Little Drummer Boy, even when it's not paired with Peace on Earth. I feel like Good King Wenceslas is an underused holiday staple. And it had it not been part of your clue, that Here We Go, a Wassailing Song gets two thumbs up from me as well.
I always remember that from the Claymation Christmas special.
Ah, man, when they roll up on that cart of waffles.
Yeah. Here we come, a waffling. And they're like, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I was asking my wife about that. She has no memory of that. I was like, really? Nothing?
With the California raisins? Yeah.
Yeah, California raisins, the Hunchback.
And it was like, the singing camels.
Yeah,
and they're like,
the scary singing camels.
Star of wonder, star of light, got me to that perfect song. I don't know how the words are.
Yeah, I don't know. Quasimodo conducting the choir of the bells.
Westward heating, still proceeding. Man, yeah, that's a good song. I've not watched that in a long time. I might have to see if I have that anywhere.
The internet has it for you.
That's probably true.
That was wacky. All right, good list. Thanks, guys.
Unexpected turn of events. Good times.
Yeah.
Ian, hit me up with some trivia.
Oh, yeah. So, I feel like last week I asked you about Stan Lee being dead, and or at least not well enough to do a cameo. It turns out Spider-Man's Far From Home was the only Phase 3 movie with no Stan Lee cameos in it. So this week, I would like to talk to you about Earth Sorcerer Supreme, the man we know as Dr. Stephen Strange.
I thought you were going to say Moon Knight.
No, that guy's just generally cool. Dr. Stephen Strange obviously gets his name because he is a medical doctor. I would like to know what his medical specialization was before he turned to the arcane arts.
Should be a pretty easy one. I mean, it was in the movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going deep dives every week.
Nice.
So, I'll tell you about it when we return after our regular episode. Like, we're not going to go on
next
any
Wednesday.
Right, next Wednesday. That'll be more than enough time to enjoy the holidays.
All right, then, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right, so there was a ton. I tried to parse it down a little bit, but let's see if we can just get through what's here. T. Deja author says, how could you forget?
Yes.
Aisha Tyler, one of the hottest comedians on earth, was the third host of Talk Soup. I'm ashamed, I tell ya. Ashamed. Okay.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting. That's not a segue into
that. It was not. He actually, there's no new character, so he can't make a guess. He continued and said, and how dare you besmirch the name of the Pocket Princess Christian Chemowitz? Oh, man, there will be reprisals.
That's all Ian.
Yeah, I do not care for
her. Yeah, neither do I.
I enjoy her.
If they were to do some sort of live-action Polly Pocket show slash movie, I would cast her.
Storm of Fire commented and said, "It's not Christmas-related at all, but please tell me Ian has watched Curse of the Fatal Death. It is a Doctor Who spoof, but for its runtime, it has a cast that's just about as star-studded as Love Actually with a bunch of crossover. The Curse of Fatal Death." Ring a bell?
Yeah, I have not seen it. Your equating it with Doctor Who made it almost certain that I'll never see it, but your mention of the quality cast has won me back to neutral.
Yeah, Doctor Who spoof. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not a Doctor Who guy. That's why. I don't oppose Doctor Who in any way. So, you know, it just doesn't hold anything for me. I don't really know what's going on. If it's not a, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't actually know anything. I only know what I hear you and Karen and Craig talk about. I'm like, oh, yeah, Doctor Who. That's cool. He's in a phone booth, isn't he?
Well, apparently Storm of Fire is a big fan of Doctor Who because they also listed my list does not meet Ray's strict requirements, but the top three, Hogfather, The Husbands of River Song, and which is a Doctor Who thing, and Wallace and Gromit, The Wrong Trousers. I really just wanted to mention it because of Wallace and Gromit.
That's good stuff.
Like, I only know one person that's into Wallace and Gromit, and he's really into Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, that sounds like too much, but it's good stuff. Have you ever watched I believe Shaun the Sheep is a spinoff of that show.
I have
somewhat.
That. I've seen like a commercial. I haven't actually watched it. No.
It's funny. Owen is really into it, so I get to enjoy it.
Nice.
I was much more excited about your, you know, River Song because I love me River Song.
See, I'm not that big of a fan of River Song. I mean,
nope.
It's kind of interesting, but
needed more episodes with River Song.
Only slightly
behind of Always Need More Episodes with Captain Jack.
Sure, that I'm on board with. If you could replace all of the Donna episodes with more River Song, I would be on board.
Oh my God, yes! How amazing would that season have been?
Right.
If it was all River Song, oh.
Yeah, I feel like that's unfair because I know nothing about the show, but know exactly how you feel about that character and possibly that actress. Isn't she the same actress that came on to one of the later seasons of The Office and helped to ruin that show as well?
Yes.
I didn't watch The Office, so I can't tell you, but
yeah, I think she torpedoed one of the late seasons of The Office as well when she was not busy torpedoing Doctor Who. The only Doctor Who sidekick that I'm aware of is Nebula, and she seems like she's a delight.
She is delightful.
Yes, absolutely. Also, one of the fireside chats, Johnny Puzzle Games, led me to develop the amazing combo of Polaris and Medusa. So much burst health, generating blue for the stun, leads to a board full of special tiles, just looking for that third character that rewards the player for matching tiles and punishing the opponent for matching specials. KGB responded and said, Lockjaw, thematically Medusa's pet, so it even works there. So there you go. That might be a team for you.
Or just Beta Ray Bill like everybody else?
Well, yeah, but Beta Ray Bill's this, you know, 5-star. You can do the Medusa, Polaris, Lockjaw, and you're still in 4-star land, so.
It's true.
Stink Palm said, Ian's dead on with Love Actually. I love that movie. Edit. Nice. My goodness, Ian with a twofer, Charlie Brown Christmas, so well done. He also says, I saw the Trans-Siberian Orchestra once. The Duva's trying to narrate the story with the heavy air quotes, in story with the heaviest air quotes as possible. Struck me as a fired trench coat salesman. He was really into leather and leather goods. Just like that song you always think of when someone says Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's as though somebody had a shower thought, polarizing heavy metal elevator music, and somebody didn't immediately slap them. So he started off with, I saw Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and then went into, apparently, man, he really wished he hadn't.
Yeah. I really wish I've never heard them before in my life, too, but I can't go back in time. And I've seen Barry Manilow in concert 3 times.
Mm-mm. He does make the whole world sing.
He does.
Groose did have 3 comments, one for each of us. Comment for Craig. My favorite Thrilla Killa Clowns SNL joke is, Bleep Dan's kids just look like Bleep Dan, and my kids look just like Bleep Dan, as he stares off into space to ponder the implication.
That's good stuff.
Comment for Ray. I argue that Die Hard requires the Christmas holiday. I made a statement that you could have it any other time of the year, but he argues that Nakatomi Plaza would be 90% empty. during Christmas, hence the choice of invading during a Christmas party. You couldn't have it any other time of the year. So, all right, that's a, you know, it's just arguable. People don't like saying it's a Christmas movie. So, it's not about Christmas. Not that I'm making that argument. It's clearly a, you know, great Christmas movie. And finally, this one's the most important. Comment for Ian. Congrats on covering Legion. I hope you've invested the ISO and are enjoying him. And here you go. If you have the patience, he can single-handedly take down that S.H.I.E.L.D. training mission for new character releases. The one with Thing, Mordo, and Star-Lord that we all complain about. Fire Legion's black to make an invisibility tile, followed by blue to fortify that.
Blue to fortify it?
Fire Legion's
then you just kick
purple
back
and- to you target AP for the enemy. As long as he is invisible, there's the only way he can take damage is from Star-Lord's purple. So you target Star-Lord's purple, and he can't fire that power. So Legion's black heals him, just in case you do soak up some damage. You can fortify multiple invisibility tiles to provide a buffer. And then once Star-Lord's down, you can just whittle away the other two. It's a bit slow, but with a little bit of luck, it's completely possible. So, yeah, Legion. He says run him at the ever-popular 4-5-4.
Ooh, right. Okay, yeah, because you want that disillusionist.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fair. And yeah, those other ones are just about as good. I'm not sure. I feel like 5-5-3 might be okay, but I do the value of blue. You're right. Okay.
I haven't looked at it.
No, but I have been playing him a lot, and I have made the investment in to make him usable. And it happened exactly the way he was telling me, not on that level, of course, but by accident. I had taken him into a fight with some other people. I want to say I took him in a fight with like Gene and Professor X just for fun. And I was getting destroyed, and I was like, oh, this was a poor choice. But then I went invisible and was quickly able to fortify that tile. And I was like, all right, I'll just kick back and let everybody else do the work.
Nice.
It was fantastic. Yep, he's a lot of fun.
And he sealed it off with a happy Christmas Hanu Kwanzaa to you and yours. Yep.
Thanks. You as well.
D-Wing's wall of text, man, literally a wall of text. I had to really cut it down this time, but I did leave a few comments here. He says he's never watched Dude, Where's My Car, but somehow I know that bit. I'm pretty sure I received no points, and may God have mercy on my soul. I so also good. Have never seen that movie, so.
So good.
You're okay. I am Team Ian all the way regarding Jane Krakowski. Krakowski? There you go.
Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth is magnificent vocally, but dear God, is she ever a walking PSA about the dangers of excessive plastic surgery? Okay. I don't think she's that bad. Like, there are a lot worse examples out there.
Take that, T. Deja author.
Man, did you see Kenny Rogers before he died?
Woo! Yeah.
Woo, doggies! His surgeon was a butcher.
It was all that delicious fried chicken kept them young.
It was rotisserie chicken. Hey, speaking of which, I got a side note.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this KFC console computer?
That keeps chicken warm?
Yes.
Yes.
It will keep your chicken warm while letting you play video games.
I am skeptical. Is it real? I'm skeptical about everything they've been doing lately. Like, I refuse to believe that made-for-TV movie starring Mario Lopez as a handsome Colonel Sanders was a real thing, but they're insistent that it is.
They claim that this computer is real, that the trailer, they weren't making that, they were going to make some. They partnered with Cooler Master, and it, you know, and there's, you know, details about the specs it has, and, you know, it's going to support ray tracing and 120 frames a second and 4K video, and
I want all those things, but I don't need fried chicken inside of it.
I think it seems kind of hard that I'm going to have this heater keeping my chicken warm while at the same time keeping the CPU cold enough to actually not overheat.
I'm genuinely skeptical. Man, their advertising and marketing department is weird.
I know, but fabulous. I really wish I'd gotten those KFC comic books when they came out. Really sad I didn't collect those.
That is possibly the only time that has ever been said. All right, continue with D-Wing. Craig is certainly internet famous enough to be on Masked Singer by now, right? Spoiler alert, I will still not watch it.
Wouldn't you guys poop yourself if I disappeared for weeks?
If you came out as a bucket of fried chicken?
Oh my God!
With a console on the side?
Oh my.
Now granted, yes. I would get voted off the first week, but still, it would be amazing.
I was going to say, as long as you're up against Mickey Rourke or Wendy Williams, you could go to week two.
Noted podcast host, Craig Bowser. And everyone would be like, what?
And Jenny'd be like, I had him on my show. He's fantastic.
Sorry, and Robin chime in. Have you heard his cover of Danger Zone? I produced that. It was fantastic.
Ken Jeong will be crying. He'll be like, what you do is so important. You really moved me.
As long as Ken can then introduce me to Joel McHale, it will be a trip well worth it.
If you make it to week two, he'll already be the guest host.
Oh, good point. I do want to really, really, really badly want to meet Joel McHale.
Look at what you've started doing.
Boy, Card Sharks is terrible. Card Sharks is terrible.
For the top three, D-Wing says, I made it into my 40s without seeing A Wonderful Life.
Wow.
Me Rudolph, as well.
Wow.
Rudolph is my wife's fave. Saw Scrooged in theaters, and Carol Kane had me falling out of my chair. Vince Guaraldi's music completely makes the Charlie Brown special. And Emmett Otter wins the episode for Ian. Great list.
Man, this D-Wing sounds like a cool dude.
He does.
He likes Kristen Chenoweth, though.
He says, I am sorry.
No,
I am
not.
Sorry to disappoint. Regarding your desired twist in either direction, the Juggalo comments nearly killed me. But my top concerts attended would be Weird Al, Billy Joel, and every musical I've ever attended or performed in. I know the last one's a cop out, so I'll just go with Josh Groban. I've never heard of Josh Groban. So.
Really? Interesting. See, that's why you're our music guy.
I've seen Weird Al several times. He's fun.
He is. The issue with I had with Weird Al was the final, not the final, I hope, but the last time I saw him, I was in probably my mid-20s, and I was like, it's going to be great, and I went, and there was me, my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, who are similarly aged, and then there was several thousand teenagers, and I was like, oh no, I'm not supposed to be here. And I felt really uncomfortable. So that took it off my list. But Weird Al's dope. I'm sure a Billy Joel concert's probably pretty
he
good.
He does
too.
Say if it makes you feel better, I've been an iced tea enthusiast since 1990. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel, though, is who I stand for until the day I die. All right.
Ride or die with Billy Joel. That's what a wild claim.
That's pretty strong.
Strong on Billy Joel.
And finally, he said, Sinister Sitch. Wow, I thought I would mess it up, but not that quickly. He said, Sinister Six Synergy Segment, super! You're welcome. And we've got some comments from Perondiac. I came in late for the show, but on the re-listen, had some comments. Listen, solid dude, where's my car open? Despite my father being a master sergeant in the Marine Corps and me being a lowly corporal, we still call each other dude and sweet all the time. Nice. Also, Samurai Showdown was my jam in the arcade while my parents bowled while I was a kid. Galford the Wolf Guy was my guy.
Yeah.
And Ukyo's apples really, really irked me. That's not what he said, but you know, you get it. You get the idea. Kristen Chenoweth is terrible, points to Ian. I think he also had an idea. I didn't leave it in here, but an idea that every time somebody commented positively, we would keep score. And, you know, during the next year, accumulate points and have a competition. I don't think that sounds like work. I'm not doing that.
I would also have negative points, but that's not cool.
Might be his point. Way back Wednesday.
10 points for Slytherin.
Way back Wednesday, Craig said he has a heated pool last year. At what cost? I'm living in Florida, and it just seems absurd. Move down here, guys.
Yes, if I could live anywhere but this godforsaken state, I would move somewhere else. My wife won't let me. I have to, you know, try to outlive her and then move to somewhere warm.
Ew, you'd pick Florida?
Well, no, I would probably pick Las Vegas. It's warm there most of the year.
I was going to say, how many years would it be before Craig would be a Florida man has been found?
Yeah, I was going to say almost immediately.
No, my plan would be to spend my aged years wasting my retirement while sitting at the $5 table at Binion's. Every day, drinking as many, you know, like Jack and Cokes as I could get while playing Pai Gow.
That sounds like a life well spent.
Oh, man, that sounds fantastic. The dealers would stay the same age. They would be like 25 forever.
Well, we just went into Twilight Zone land with this. Okay.
Yeah. It got super spooky.
Brondiac also said, in all caps, "My name is Ruin was amazing live," which leads me to my next question. What did he tour with Persia, his daughter? Did she do it? Like, was she there every time they played that song? I was just curious. Also, Ian's trivia, Spider-Man Far From Home. Good job. You got it right. And for some reason, he decided to share a picture of, if I can get it here, of his cat Penny hoarding snack cakes. So I will share that here on the Discord.
Nick, kitty, that's a bad kitty.
I do like snack cakes.
Snack cakes are awesome. Find it amusing because my cat looks almost identical to that, including the bald patch on the stomach. Mm. I find that breed has a lot of, like, bald stomachs, and I don't really know why.
It's belly rot.
Anyways, that's it. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Yeah, you spent your whole life just laying on the floor all the time, you know. Wear that skin off. Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. I heard Ian's clap. I'm so excited.
Nice. Sorry, I've been really meticulously trying to watch my levels. So I thought I could nail it, and I will. Let me see what I can tell you about these boosted 3 stars at a reasonable to moderate tone. Bullseye is boosted. That guy's dope. So that means the strike tiles that he puts out, if he downs someone, will be boosted. And the damage he does from throwing those special tiles at the enemy will be increased. I don't know if his green will see any benefit from him being boosted.
I don't even remember what his green does.
You pick 4 tiles and 4 basic tiles and eliminate them.
Okay.
And you try to get it to, you know, cascade in a beneficial way for you. But it does no damage and the tiles don't generate AP. So it's not my favorite, but he's still awesome. Luke Cage, also awesome. His protect tile that reoccurs will be boosted. And all of his punches will see an increased amount of damage. Squirrel Girl's protect tiles will also be even larger than they already are. The nuts that fall down on people from above will do more damage. And I feel like Squirrels definitely does damage. I don't know if it has any additional effect. Just a little bit of damage every turn, and then a lot bit of damage at the end of all the turns. Star-Lord, 3-star. Is that the something confusing, and then I fly in with my ship and I shoot everybody for
that
green?
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. So his green shooting ship will do more damage, more AoE. And Patch, he's good stuff. Red and green damage increased, and his yellow will also do more healing. Okay, let's see. Let me learn myself up on these 4 stars. Ooh, the Black Cat is boosted. Or just regular Black Cat, no the. Either way, her purple deals damage, and her black deals damage. Those will both be increased. And, if you stun someone, her green will do some extra damage. So all of her abilities will see some bonuses this week. Don't Call Me Baron Mordo is boosted. His Living Tribe, his staff will do even more damage. He's another damage dealer on all 3 levels. All 3 of those amounts of damage will be increased. Spider Girl. Spider Woman? Spider Person? Jessica Drew? Whoever she is.
Spider Woman.
Spider Woman, if you choose the fear portion of her Love and Fear, the trap tiles will do more damage, and her red system shock will do more damage. The ever popular, the still somewhat popular Sabretooth, his consecutive attacks will be more potent. The damage is from green and black also will be boosted. Good old proportional punch is boosted this week. He does way too much damage with his proportional punch, and 4-star Spider-Man can do even more this week. It's a really, really large number, if I remember correctly, depending on how many flip pals and quick reflexes you can avoid. So let's see what Samurai has to say about some of these. Apparently, Strange Sights is something we'll have to look forward to here shortly. So an endless supply of mindless ones will be coming your way. Lots of enemy countdown and special tiles. You could combine a boosted patch with a boosted Sabretooth. They blow up enemy strike tiles and deal lots of damage. And Sabretooth gives you even more strike tiles to blow up.
Patch gives you the strike tiles. Sabretooth blows them up.
Yes. Yep. Yep, absolutely. And then if you want even more special tile control, you can throw Spider-Woman into that mix. Well, that's awesome. That's a, that doesn't seem like anybody really, I mean, Sabretooth is kind of outstanding, and everybody else seems okay. There's no real duds on this list. I don't know how Black Cat plays, but I think she's better than I think she is. I've found in some matches recently that I think Wolfsbane and Black Cat are both a little better than I originally thought. They're at least more fearsome to go up against than I was anticipating.
Wolfsbane definitely is.
Yeah.
I'd have to say I haven't had much experience with Black Cat, but...
No, she doesn't get a lot of time on the field.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Let's over to team-up time, then.
The Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Alrighty. This week, the team-up is what brought to me by Faux Phobos. So
nice. Not the real Phobos.
Not the real Phobos. suggested team, it is a 5-star team, mostly with an odd 4-star thrown in my opinion. 5-star Daredevil Onslaught with a ghost.
Ooh.
Yeah, interesting. I really enjoy that this he suggested this team because none of those characters have made an appearance on my Synergy segment before. So
nice.
Murdoch, he has at only a 5-3-2, so only 10 covers, but he does have Onslaught champed at a 5-5-3, and then a champed ghost at 3-5-5. So he says, chase blue first to power Onslaught, then flip over to Ghost Supply Run. Because her supply run is her purple. So you repeat that to get Onslaught's astral projection. So you again do blue and then get purple. At this point, you can try and get Murdoch to self-heal and deny opponent AP needs. What you want to do at first is you want to get Murdoch hurt, right? He's like half Thor. Because as soon as he gets hurt, he automatically heals himself and throws out a strike tile. So he adds those strike tiles and generating team up to help Murdoch heal is optional, but it definitely helps. I use this team to hunt Okoye 5-star simulator teams. So you want to make sure that you target Professor X first if he's an opponent, but Onslaught's match 4 will frustrate Okoye's team ups. And then you combo Onslaught's blue with Ghost's red to nuke Half-Thor whenever that becomes necessary. Because if you're fighting an Okoye team, it's probably going to have Thor on it. So that's kind of a utility team, kind of to just take out Okoye and Thor when you run into them. And I see them quite regularly. So if you don't have Okoye and Thor, consider Murdoch and Onslaught with Ghost. I will tell you, when I fight Onslaught, he's like one of the first ones I target if I'm playing Okoye because he's really annoying. Taking away all those team-up tiles is just, it's really annoying when you're playing Okoye. So there you go. That's your team-up for this week. Daredevil, Onslaught, and Ghost as the support.
Surprise Ghost appearance.
Yeah, exactly. But pretty cool. So there you go. Brought to you by Unify.
Unify.
Unify. Let's go old school then. Brought to you by this guy. Let's open up some tokens.
Nice.
Or Ian's one token.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on my way.
I feel like when I told Ian to watch his levels that I gave him a tranquilizer. Like he's...
Yeah, I'm really nervous. Sorry. Because I've been noticing a couple times in the show it's definitely spiking and I don't know what's happening. I'll work on it. Let me poke him in the chin cleft first. Hey, it's a 5-star.
Ooh.
All right. They all live in his chin cleft. Hey, it's Heimdall. Or Heimdall. He's going to make a Bifrost Bridge.
All right, I got 4.
Do it, Doug. All
right, go ahead.
All right. Chin cleft, eh? Hey, it worked. I got a 5-star.
Nice.
Ooh. Age of Apocalypse Magneto. Magnetic Inhibitor. That is my first Magneto. We're going to try it again and get a 4-star Nick Fury. Number 3 is a 4-star Afterburner for MODOK. And... the chin clef is all out for me. 4-star Sam Wilson, Aerial Avenger.
So sad.
Yeah, that went downhill pretty fast.
It did.
All right, I got 6. The first one is Pew Pew Fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is, oh God, apparently he's going to be a run of bad things. A good old Nebula. Stupid Nebula. Number 3, X-Force Wolverine. 4 is Prowler. Man, what a bunch of turds. Next is Valkyrie.
Oh, she's great.
And big pun, no purples for me.
Sorry, dude. Did you try the chin cleft?
I tried it a couple times. It didn't do it. Sad times, sad times.
He was only keeping two purples in there.
Yeah, apparently. Thanks, as always, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The podcast network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network, is available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We are aligned with several other excellent podcasts to help fill out all your podcasting desires. So you can check us out for all the shows are linked and archived on soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative, sir. I feel satisfied as well.
All right. Everybody who's listening, thanks. Happy holidays to you. Puzzle Warriors 3 is our webpage. Comment, suggestion, shoot them at Ray. If you want to throw us a bone for Christmas, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself something. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, the worst clues lead to the best things. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.